Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning for day two at Ag in Motion. And if you're coming out here today, I'd love for you to stop by our booth. We're located, nestled right beside Co-op Agro. We thank them. They've given us the cover of shade here at their Co-op Farm building. And by the way, speaking of popping by the booth, I want to give a quick shout out to Connor from Clavette. Connor, I didn't ask his age, but I'm going to estimate he's about six years old, here with his family. And Connor is a loyal listener of the Evan Bray Show. Now, Dad admitted in the background it's got something to do with the fact that Dad's got it on all the time in the truck and in the tractor. But Connor, he came up. We took a picture. I think we're going to throw it up on our Facebook page. But nice young fella. And it just reminds me of how farming is built into family. When you look around here, the number of people that are walking around with their family, kids in tow, kids wearing, Connor, for example, has got his John Deere hat on. Everyone is part of a farming family and part of coming to an event like this, which is Ag in Motion, which is just one of the foremost agriculture events in Western Canada. So thank you so much to Connor for popping by and everyone that's taken the time this morning to slide by the booth. So a show like this doesn't just happen. There's a lot of planning that goes into this. Rob O'Connor is the actual show director of Ag in Motion. He's been doing this for a long time. In fact, in just over a decade, this show has grown into Western Canada's largest outdoor farm show. Agriculture, of course, one of the most important industries in the province. The premier was on our show this morning. He talked about the importance that agriculture plays in the economy for our province, and Rob O'Connor knows that very well. We caught up with Rob O'Connor just before the show had started to do a bit of a chat about what to expect this year's show, and I'm happy to connect with that interview that we did. Rob O'Connor, show director, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
So, I mean, you've been involved since the very first Ag in Motion. When you look around the grounds today, more than 600 exhibitors, thousands of visitors from all around the globe, what do you see as the difference between what you envisioned in 2014 and where we're standing today?
Well, I think for me, the overall acceptance by the industry for this show, it's become, for many manufacturers and a lot of farmers, their primary place to get together once a year to talk about the industry and show off some of the new innovations and equipment and the new different genetic lines or processes that farmers can use to grow crops. And not only is it really important for Western Canadian farmers, but it's become really important for farmers around the world. So we'll have delegations from Mexico and Australia and Mongolia, Kazakhstan, and even South Africa. So it's this show's reputation has really grown farther and to have a farther reach than I think I ever expected it would.
Let's talk about the Ag in Motion difference, because there are a lot of agricultural shows, but this one stands out for different reasons. What do you think it is, Rob, that sets Ag in Motion apart from others?
Well, the one thing that it does that is quite unique is the equipment demonstrations combined with the crop plot demonstrations. Because the show is in July, it lets us provide an opportunity for companies to grow these crop plots and demonstrate to the farmers what they're trying to show as a company. And that can be whether it's genetics or fertilization program or herbicide program. And they can show it in stages against other plots that aren't treated that same way. So it really does help to give an opportunity to see these things that you can't see anywhere else. And then on the equipment side, you can come and test drive different pieces of equipment, whether it's a grain truck or whether it's a sprayer or a skid steer. And the farmer can get in there and actually test the piece of equipment and see if this is the brand for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is something that really does give farmers something unique and as well as the manufacturers.
I was just going to say, I mean, if you think about that, I mean, it's literally the difference between picking up a brochure or looking at a model in a showroom somewhere versus getting on the implement or in the tractor or whatever it might be, putting it in gear, seeing how it moves, seeing how the cab feels. I mean, that experience to me sets this show apart, and I'm sure you hear that feedback from visitors.
Yeah, and in fact, that's why this year our demonstration program is so large that it goes from the very north section of our half section of land that we use for the show all the way to the south end of the parking lot. Every bit of land that we could use for the demonstrations has been used.
Agriculture, like so many parts of our lives these days, is becoming more and more high tech. Can you talk about some of the innovations that visitors are likely going to be impressed and wanting to spend some time with this year?
Yeah, I'm just floored about how the technology is improving. I mean, there's technology now that allows a person to take a picture of a plant, and through AI, it will tell you what that plant needs, whether it needs more moisture, whether it needs more zinc, or whether it needs something else, or whether it needs to be protected against a fungus. So there's that type of technology. We also have drone technology, which is just expanding so quickly. And now with the new laws about allowing drones to spray herbicides or fungicides, that's going to lead to new innovation. And then also we have autonomous innovation, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So we'll see different Canadian-made autonomous technology being demonstrated at the show. And then we also support ag tech companies. So anything that's coming up in the industry, those are things that will be at the show for people to see as well.
Rob O'Connor is my guest, show director for Ag in Motion. On our program, we often will talk about different issues in the ag industry, and we know that there's lots of challenges facing producers these days. What do you hear from people who are, whether they're exhibitors in your show or maybe they're just visitors coming to take in the show, what do you hear from them as their concerns about the ag industry, and how does the Ag in Motion show address those things?
Well, I think there's always the common things about how can I make my farm more efficient? How can I get more out of the land? Because there's only so much land you can farm. So there's been a lot of discussion, I think, over the past decade about fertilization programs, whether it's a foliar fertilization, how about the micronutrient profile, the soil that I have, and which soil zone am I in, and how can I get the best I can out of that and produce the best, healthiest crops that I can. So there's a lot of discussion about that. But specific to this year, you know, with what's going over in areas where there's oil, the cost of fertilizer has really risen. And that's something that farmers have really been paying attention to. It's not only how do I fertilize the crop, how do I keep that crop growing, but also where do I source this product? And is there other products out there that make better use of, or better technologies that help me make better use of the fertilizer that I'm purchasing. So you see there's new fertilizer spreaders being launched at the show. There's new technology that helps farmers to apply the fertilizer even more precise than they have in the past.
We're chatting today with Rob O'Connor, show director of Ag in Motion. I learned very quickly coming for the last number of years out to the show, very worthwhile to download the app, because the app is kind of your one-stop shop. It's a directory. But Rob, can you give us a bit of a site plan? I know it's hundreds of acres that the show covers, but what are some of the different areas? What are some of the things, the highlights that you think people should know coming to the show?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Use the app, because the app does help you to navigate the show because of the size, but also it tells you where you are in the show so you can help to navigate yourself along, because it is 35 blocks, so basically 35 city blocks of trade show. And what we've tried to do is to theme the different areas of the show so that if you can only come for one day, you can go to that area of the show that makes most sense for you. So we do have a part of the show that focuses on water management and security. We have another area of the show that focuses on the livestock production. Another area of the show that has grain handling and storage. So we really do try to give the farmer the best experience he can. And of course, we have places they can go and hang out and talk to one another too. It's not always just about business. Sometimes it's about getting together and talking with your neighbors. And so we have some different lounges and the special events tents where you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm always impressed with the families that are there. It's not just farmers that are there. I mean, it's entire families. You see the next generation of farmers. And I feel like the show does a good job catering to them as well. I've seen them taking part in different interactive exhibits and talking with some of the booths that have some giveaways and stuff. It's really a one-stop shop for the entire family.
What I love about our community in the agriculture sector is it's a family business, and the decisions are made as a family. So it's great to see them come out as a family unit and talk about agriculture with their friends. There's areas like at the Glacier Farm Media booth or the Western Producer where they have a family fun zone and caters a bit more to the entire family experience so that the kids can enjoy doing things while they're talking business with the parents. Mm-hmm. And those are types of things that we try to throw into the show to make it fun and exciting for everybody.
Rob, going to be another great show. The weather's cooperating, which is great news. Thanks so much for the check-in, and we appreciate you having us down here on location as well today.
Thanks so much for coming, Evan.
Rob O'Connor is the show director for Ag in Motion, and we are broadcasting live for the entirety of our show today here at the Co-op Farm Building, hosted on the Co-op Agro site right on the corner of 4th and BC. So if you're following the street signs, easy way to find us, come down here and say hi.